I'm Laura Harper Lake.
And I'm Sarah Reitzman, and you're listening to Creative Guts.
Hey, you adventurous alligators. We're back with the 7th installment of Creative Catalogs.
If you're wondering why you're seeing a Creative Catalogs on a Wednesday, it's because we're still on our tiny holiday break.
But don't fret, we'll be back on January 8th with a full-length episode. But in the meantime, we'll be sharing a new mini-episode every Wednesday.
As per usual, Creative Catalogs are about highlighting the cool stuff we're into at the moment. Here's what the Creative Guts team is digging lately.
So first on my list, I'm going to bring in a new medium of sorts. I am going to discuss a webcomic. I read a lot of webcomics through an app called Webtoons. It's free unless you go down the rabbit hole, don't get excited, Sarah, of paying for early access content, which I may or may not do. And this has a ton of great stories and artwork. The comic I'd like to encourage you to check out today is called The Red King by Heylene. It is Heylene, all one word. But The Red King is awesome. The story is about Ivan, the black sheep of a wealthy family who is a delinquent and party boy. He discovers a supernatural entity who may be working to destroy his father's corporation. And whether or not that's a good or bad thing, you have to read it to find out. The artwork is stunning, absolutely captivating. It has rich color palettes, delicate line work, and great textures. The characters' personalities have dimension, and I'm dying to know what the mystery is behind the supernatural entity. I don't want to give too much away, so I'll leave it at that. There are only 19 episodes out so far, so check it out now to follow along every week. I believe it releases every Wednesday, just like your favorite podcast, Creative Guts. Besides Webtoons, Heylene is also on Instagram, and we'll have that handle on the Creative Guts Facebook page. Next, I'd like to share with you a really cool online store called Social Print Studio. There are many online stores like Shutterfly and Moo and Vistaprint that have great gift ideas for the holidays using your favorite photos. One of my favorites of these kinds of stores is Social Print Studios. I have used them for years, and I feel like they've got an artsy and low-key vibe to them. Everything I receive from them is sent in a fantastic little package, and I feel like everything is really made with love, as cheesy as that sounds. I usually order custom photo magnets from them, and then everything from pins and tiny books to photos on metal, wood, or canvas. Aside from gifts, I am also currently using them to print my art on stickers and pins for some upcoming art events. It's very exciting stuff, and I'm really a big fan of Social Print Studio. So those are my things to share. Now it's time for Sarah's great finds.
I'm back with another artist that I found via Reddit.
You're a big fan of Reddit.
I really like Reddit. I'm actually a little ashamed. I feel like my Creative Catalogs shares give away how much time I spend on Reddit. Whatever. My latest Instagram follow, Stephanie Art and Design. I honestly don't know a ton about her, except that I adore her art. According to the About section of her website, she's a freelance artist and designer based in Georgia. She's without a doubt an interdisciplinary artist, dabbling in literally everything from drawing to painting to graphic design and digital art and sculpture. She actually kind of reminds me of my co-host Laura, a graphic designer and product designer by day and freelance interdisciplinary artist who loves space by night.
Aww.
You can find her on Instagram. Her handle's at stephanie.artdesign. And we'll have links to her Etsy and her website on our Facebook page to make that easy for you and me. And last but not least, I think it's about time that I talk about the New Hampshire Theater Project. The holiday season is creeping up, which means it's nearly time for It's a Wonderful Life, a Christmas classic. I'm particularly invested in the show this year because my organization, the Workforce Housing Coalition of the Greater Seacoast, is partnering with the theater to uncover the many ways in which Wonderful Life is actually a story about the importance of affordable places to live to our communities. We weren't the first to think of this. CityLab described Bedford Falls, the fictional town in It's a Wonderful Life, as a showcase of enlightened mixed-use planning, the kind of city Jane Jacobs would have asked Santa for. If you don't know who Jane Jacobs is, that is okay. It is a very specific planning nerd person.
It's like, oh shoot, I don't. What am I missing?
In addition to my completely self-serving and timely connection to the theater, I have a soft spot for the New Hampshire Theater Project for its grit. It's located in the perfectly imperfect west end of Portsmouth, the so-called Arts District. The theater engages young people through their Rush 40 program. If you're under 40, you can snag a half-price ticket for all main stage shows 30 minutes before curtain. You can find the New Hampshire Theater Project online at newhampshiretheaterproject.org, and I'm going to leave it up to you to go down the social media rabbit hole from there. That's a wrap for today's installment of Creative Catalogs. We hope that you enjoy these bonus episodes as much as we enjoy creating them.
Yes, and we really want to hear about your favorites too. Head on over to our Facebook page, Creative Guts Podcast, and share with us what is on your creative radar.
Special thank you to our dear friend Raphael Bastak, aka Bug, for use of the background music.
And on that note,
show us your creative guts.
Hey, you adventurous alligators. We're back for the fourth installment of Creative Catalogs.
If you're wondering... Wait.
It's not fourth.
That's...
Looper time!
Here's what the Creative Cuts team...
We got plenty of time. We can f*** up a bunch. It's okay.
Yeah, let's keep on this track. We can be here all night.
There are a ton of online stores like Shutterfry. What is Shutterfry? It sounds like a horror movie.